All right, Wednesday morning here, and time for more trivia. We do it every weekday morning with Freddie Kiger.
You are very kind. Thank you, CHL.
Yeah.
Thank you, The Hill. Thank you, Ron Stutz. Aubrey Fox.
You're welcome, Freddie Kiger.
For letting me have a platform from which we might wax eloquently.
From which you might jump down.
Yeah. Correct.
Yeah. What kind of question you got today?
U.S. presidents.
Okay.
All right. Name the first U.S. president born west of the Mississippi River.
Oh.
Name the first U.S. president born west of the Mississippi River.
I thought you were going to ask which U.S. president was the first to be born in a hospital, which you had.
That's Jimmy Carter.
Several months ago. Yeah. All right.
A clue is he was president in the 20th century, but he was born in the 19th century.
Okay. So near the beginning of the 20th century, I guess.
Yeah, kind of.
919-929-WCHL, 919-929-9245 is your number to call if you want to win. And what do they win?
Ron, they're going to win a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers Where They Are.
Good to go.
Alexa, can you make me some coffee?
Sorry, I'm not sure about that.
Of course not. Well, how about some music? What's the best way to start my day in Chapel Hill?
Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Should I play the station WCHL?
That's right. Of course. 97.9 The Hill's morning show is exactly what I'm looking for.
I woke up with Ron Stutz.
Whoa. You know Ron Stutz? Alexa, what town is always a degree cooler?
Carborough.
You do know Ron Stutz. Alexa, play WCHL.
Okay.
Of all the places you could wake up, you decided to wake up here. I'm Ron Stutz.
Woke up, fell out of bed, dragged a comb across my head.
Whether you're climbing out of bed or into your car, tune in every weekday morning starting at 6 and wake up with Ron Stutz on 97.9 The Hill, your community radio station.
All right, Hoover. again, it's easy for me to say, isn't
yeah.
it? Herbert Hoover. That's right.
Herbert Hoover.
President.
Correct.
First one born west of the Mississippi. Where was he born?
Well, he was born. I'm glad you asked that. He was born in West Branch, Iowa, back in 1874, and of course was the chief executive when the nation and world descended into the Great Depression, for which he was unfairly blamed.
Yeah.
My financial consultant folks tell me any president claiming while he is president that good times are because of him is absolutely fiction. Absolute fiction, regardless of the administration.
It takes a while for those things to happen.
It's more it's more an indicator, of course, of confidence and industry and banks and all sorts on Wall Street having success and, you know, paying dividends and doing well.
And that logic would apply to the present day as well. That's all I'm going to say about that.
Okay.
Hey, thank you.
You are so welcome.